Beginning of the year, we spent considerable time discussing two different types of edus. Edus lebir hadavar, edus lekima davar. We pointed out this is also true when it comes to issues of shtaros as well. Something that we'll see even in this sugya that we're doing, as well as the sugya and davtes, you can have a shtar, which is a shtar kinyan, and you can have a shtar raya. And similarly, when it comes to bezdin, we pointed out that bezdin can play different roles as well. You can have a bezdin that issues a psak halacha, the purpose of which is birur, and sometimes you can have a bezdin whose function is one of lekiyam hadavar. For example, when it comes to cases of gerus, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos and Daf and Vavkamad Beis that ger tzarech shlosha, that mishpat ksivbe, that gerus certainly requires a bezdin of shlosha. And Tosus is bothered. We discussed again at length that how do you have gerus bizman hazeh? After all, we don't have mumchim, we don't have real smuchim. In such a case, how in fact is gerus possible? Tosus maintains that either it's based on the concept of shlichusayu, that just as when it comes to issues of dini mamanos, that we allow the hedyotos bizman hazeh to be viewed as the shluchim of mumchim. The same is true when it comes to areas of gerus as well. That's the comment to the Nesivos in the very beginning of Choshen Mishpat, that you see according to Tosfos Shita that shlichusayu is a din daraisa that applies even in areas of iser veheter. It's not limited to dinim amanos as a function of hefker bezn hefker. Even when it comes to gerus, we assume that that would be the case. And then Tosus argues that no, maybe it's based on a pasuk of the Doroseichem, that if the Torah tells us that throughout the generations there's a possibility of Kabbalah's Gerus, so that means even when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, for example, even though ideally a korban should be brought, but nonetheless you can have Gerus bizman hazeh. And Tosus writes that just as the Doroseichem will allow Gerus without Hakravas HaKarbanos, the same thing is true when it comes to Gerus bizman hazeh without woman. So he pointed out at that time that if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisrebiya, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph never mentions any requirement of mumchin whatsoever, not only in our time, but even in earlier times as well. And that's a comment explicitly that the Rashba has in that sugya daf mem vav mud beis, where the Rashba writes that ki gemire gimel gemire, mumchin lo gemire. There's no need for smuchim when it comes to gerus. You need a bezdin, that certainly is true. Geret sara shlosha, mishpat ksiv bey. A bezdin is necessary, but you don't require a bezdin of smuchim. In order to explain that machlokas, Rosh Levechik pointed out the following, that apparently the machlokas, the Rambam and Tosus, whether in fact mumchim are needed for gerus or not, is the following issue. Why is it that smuchim are necessary when it comes to bezdin? Is that a function of hora, or is that a function of bezdin? Whatever requires a bezdin requires a number of dayanim, all of whom have smicha. Or do you assume that that's not true? That in principle one could envision that you could have a bezdin even without smicha. The purpose of smicha is a halacha of hora. If bezdin has to issue a psak halacha, who is capable of saying chayim or potter? Right, one who has smicha. Well, if that's true, the case that could split is gerus. Gerus is a maisa bezdin, but that is a maisa bezdin lekiyum hadavar. It is not, technically speaking, a psak halacha, an act of hora. And you have other such cases as well. The bezdin of chalitza, for example, is not a bezdin paskins, but rather it's a bezdin lekiyum hadavar. The same thing is true when it comes to a bezdin that is needed for smicha of parham davar shel tzibur. The opening mission of Sanhedrin tells us that the samach yadav, that is done in parham davar, presence of bezdin. So in such a case, again, there's certain ceremonies that the Torah says requires a bezdin. Is it necessary to have smicha or is it not? Well, Poshim Shat and Tosus of Gerus in principle requires smicha. You see, even a maisa bezdin, a kimadav requires smicha. According to the Rambam Shita, that is not true. Smicha is considered to be a function of hora. Tosus even raises a similar issue in Yevamos and Kuf Aleph and Aleph when it comes to the concept of ein bezdin shakul. When the Gemara says that you have to have an odd number of dayanim, why is that? Is that a function of hora? Very simply, you're going to say a psak halacha. So therefore, if you have an even number, you could be stalemated, and therefore make sure that it's an odd number of dayanim in order to be machriya. Or is it more basic than that? That part of the definition of a bezdin is a bezdin note. Because Tosus is very bothered that the Gemara applies the principle, and that's the Yivamas Kovalif of Ein Bezdin Shokol, to cases of chalitza. So Tosus is bothered. Why is that true? Why should chalitza require a bezdin note? The bezdin is not saying chayev, bezdin is not saying butter. Why should that be required? One teretz atosus is because that's the essence of Beis Din. Beis Din must be, by its very nature, a Beis Anota. And the second teretz atosus gives us know that even in Chalitza, there are issues that could surface, and therefore you need a Beis Din who's possible, who potentially can issue Hachra. So those are just a couple of nafkaminas, these two different types of Batei Din. In the Shum Lezecher Abba Mari, Rav Slavichik discussed a piece which is called Takanas Moshe, and that is the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the status of Moshe Rabbeinu? Here, it seems that there are contradictions within the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and even, right, different tendencies that you find in the Parshios themselves. Here, when you look in Parshas Yisro, it would appear that the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of his role is that kol davar hagadol yavo elecha, that there was a hierarchy of dayanim, right? Yisro says to Moshe Rabbeinu, navol tibol, that how is it you can judge every single case? So therefore, if it's a davar kal, then yishbetuheim. If it's a davar gadol, a davar kosher, then you will go ahead and do so. Moshe Pshat, you get the impression from Parshas Yisro that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, is machriya independently, aside from any need for any other dayanim of a Beis Din. This will be taken care of by others. Moshe Rabbeinu, he is considered to be the machriya ha'achram, and that is that kol davar hagadol, that is yaviyu elecha, that will come to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. This is what it seems from the Mishnah Sanhedrin Daf Beis as well. Here the Mishnah tells us the following, that Ein Osin Sanhedrin L'Shvatim El Al Pi Bezin Shoshim Ve'Echad. In order to appoint the Sanhedrin, a Bezin of Chav Gimel, it's necessary to do so Al Yedei Bezin of Shim Ve'Echad. So the Gemara raises later in Sanhedrin Tazayin Ve'Beis, how do you know that that's true? Where do you see that a Sanhedrin is necessary? The Gemara says, Minolon Ked Ashkechan B'Moshe De'uke Sanhedros. After Moshe Rabbeinu did so. And that's where the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom shivim ve'echad koi. Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu alone acted as the Sanhedrin. So therefore, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did, l'doros, we require a Sanhedrin. So you don't get the impression then that Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the Dayanim, part of the unit of the Sanhedrin, but rather, Moshe Rabbeinu b'makom shivim ve'echad koi. And in fact, if you look in Rashi, in Sanhedrin, of Tezayin Amar Aleph, Rashi quotes Parshas Yisro, called Davar HaGadol. Rashi says, where do you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was b'makom shivim ve'echad koi? The answer is called Davar HaGadol. The most challenging case that went before Moshe Rabbeinu independently, alone, individually. So in such a case, Moshe Rabbeinu is makom shivim ve'echad koi. When you look, however, right, in Parshas Bahaloscha, here you get a very different impression. Here, B'midbar Perek Yid Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that Esvli Shivish, Mizikna Yisrael, go ahead and gather Shivim. And how many are necessary for Bezin HaGadol? Shivim Ve'echad. How is that? Because you have the Shivim Zakenim and Moshe Al Gabehim. So the Mishnah tells us that you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was one, the Av Bezdin, but Moshe Rabbeinu acted together with the others as well. That Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact Al Gabehim. So how is it that we view the status of Moshe Rabbeinu in this sense? Is it that Moshe Rabbeinu independently was Makom Shim Ve'echad Koi, or do we assume that no, that Moshe was Al Gabehim in the sense of Shivim plus Moshe Rabbeinu? How do you resolve that apparent difficulty? Rav Slavichik also pointed out the following, that you find, even in Lashon HaRambam, sometimes when the Rambam describes, as we will see, that which Moshe Rabbeinu does, the Rambam describes it as Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Tiken, Moshe Rabbeinu Tiken. And sometimes the Rambam will use the phrase of Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dino, Moshe Rabbeinu together with the Beis Din. So again, you have the two Mishnayos, right? The two halves of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Beis. On the one hand, the Sanhedrin Hagdol is 71 because Moshe is one of the Sanhedrin. On the other hand, right, when it comes to the case of appointing Sanhedrin, Moshe Rabbeinu is b'makom shim ve'achar koi, and the different reflections of the two Parshios. In Parshas Yisro, you don't find Moshe Rabbeinu acting together with. In Parshas Baloscha, Moshe Rabbeinu is among the Sanhedrin. Soloveitchik suggested the following chiddush, and that is, this is exactly the difference between Hora as opposed to a Maisa Beis Din, L'kiyum HaDavar. Just as we pointed out, the two different Eidos, and two different Shtaros, and two different Batei Dinim, this is not only true of a Beis Din of Shlosha, that you can have a bezdin for hora and a bezdin lakim hadavar, like chalitza, or like smichas pram davar shal tzibur, or gerus. This is even true when it comes to bezdin hagadol as well. Sometimes bezdin hagadol will serve as the machriya ha'achron. That's betoras hora. And sometimes there are certain procedures or ceremonies that are necessary that not the function of hora, but procedurally require the bezdin. The Mishnah tells us, for example, ein mosifin al ha'ir v'al ha'azara. Right? If you want to go ahead and expand the borders, the boundaries of Mikdash, that has to be authorized by the Sanhedrin. That's not a pesach halacha of chayim for potter. It means that procedurally it's necessary that the bezdin will participate in doing so. So even when it comes to bezdin hagadol, one can view two different roles. Rosloveitchik suggested then the following. When it comes to aspects of hora, so certainly that's Parshas Yisro, right? Navol Tibol, you're going to issue Psak Halacha for every shayla of Klal Yisrael. But how can that be? And also therefore set up a hierarchy of Batei Dinim, a hierarchy of Dayanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, right, you will deal with the most complex case independently. When it comes to areas of hora, so there Moshe Rabbeinu does not require. Moshe Rabbeinu will say that at the time of Kabbalah Sator, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me this, and in this case you're chayiv, and you'll be omer the minyan. You'll have a vote whether that's true or not. And Moshe Rabbeinu will be outvoted in that particular case. How can that be? Now, when it comes to issues of hora, so Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is going to act independently. That's part of the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pe'al, pe'al, d'abrabo. When it comes, however, to a ma'aseh bezdin lakim hadavar, so Moshe Rabbeinu will act independently. If the Torah says that there are certain aspects that require the unit of a Sanhedrin, so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu will have to go ahead and act together with others. So if it's birah hadav of hora, Moshe Rabbeinu will act alone. And in fact, that is the entire theme, right, of Parshas Yisrael. Mashenke, when it comes to Parshas Baloscha, there the Torah is speaking in broadest terms, not of psak aloch and hora. The Torah is speaking of esfil shim yishish in Yisrael in terms of manhigus of the am. In such a case, that Moshe Rabbeinu will be the av bezdin. He'll be the rosh ha-Sanhedrin, but he will operate together with the Sanhedrin itself. Those are the two halachos, hora and psak, as opposed to cases of a ma'isa bezin. So just as you see it when it comes to lower batei dinin, the same thing applies when it comes even to bezin hagadol, right, as well. So Slavetchik pointed out the following, in terms of that nuance, Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu ubeis dino, when it comes, for example, to minui melech, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that minui hamelech requires a Sanhedrin. And how do you know that that's true? The Rambam writes, the model is Yehoshua, Sheminahu, Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dino. There, appointing a melech, that Moshe Rabbeinu did together with the Beis Din. Appointing melech, minui melech, is not a psak din, not chayir v'pata, that is a maise Beis Din lekim hadavar. There, the Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu Ubeis Dino. Beis Din was necessary. Moshe's Beis Din did so, not Moshe Rabbeinu independently. When you look in other cases, for example, takanos, when it comes to avelus, for example, the very opening halach in Hilchos Avelus, the Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lam Yisrael. When it comes, for example, Perek Yud Gimel Hachaches of Hilchos Tefillah, the concept of Sho'alim beHilchos Achad, Dorshim Binyano Shayom, the Rambam writes that was Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lam Yisrael. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun in the Yisrael. In such a case, takanos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to institute independently. We don't consider a takana to be a ma'isa bezdin lekim hadavar. Minui melech, however, that the Rambam considers to be a ma'isa bezdin, and that requires Moshe Rabbeinu ubeis dino. When it comes to the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, right, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yid Aleph, that's the case of Mosif and Al Ha'ir Val Hazara. There it's clear that there Moshe Rabbeinu does not act alone, but rather it is Moshe Rabbeinu again, Ubeis Dino. What is it that Kiddush Ha'ir Val Hazara have in common with Minui Melech, as opposed to other cases? Minui Melech, Kiddush Hazara, that is a formal procedure. That is a Ma'aseh Bezdin Lekim Hadavar. And there, the Rambam writes again that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the Sanhedrin. So that's the Chiddush that Rav Slavetchik pointed out. The two parshios, the differences in the Mishnah, and the beautiful diuk in Lashon HaRambam, when the Rambam used the term Moshe Rabbeinu as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ubeis Dino. One of the cases I mentioned, right, Tefillah Yudbeis, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Kriyas HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lahem Yisrael. What the Beit Shittah pointed out is the following difficulty, and that is, was that really true, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Takanas Moshe? Is that really true? This is the Gemara Bava Kama and Dav Peibeis, and the Gemara is Doresh, the Pasuk from last Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, Vayelchu Shlosh Shesham B'minbar V'lom Atzumayim. The Gemara tells us that Darshe Rishumos Omrim Ein Mayim El Torah. The Gemara says, as a result, that Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem V'tiknu Lohem. That's Lashon HaGemara. Amdu Neviim Shebeinehem V'tiknu Lohem. So therefore, the Neviim Shebeinehem realized that Bnei Yisrael are traveling in the Midbar. It was necessary to have, right, some form of Kriyas HaTorah. It's an interesting issue when it comes to this takana. Here, the Gemara tells us Moshe Rabbeinu did not act alone, together with others. Amdu neviim shebneim v'tiknu. Question is, why should that be? And furthermore, even if they understand why that should be, but that's not what the Rambam writes. The Gemara says Amdu neviim shebneim v'tiknu, and the Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun on the Yisrael. So how do you understand that difficulty? Why should Kriyas HaTorah be different? And how do you understand that the Gemara says one thing, the Rambam will say another thing? How is that possible? So Soloveitchik here pointed out just the following caveat, and that's the following. When it comes to Maisa Beznakim Adavra, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu does not act alone. They're together with the Sanhedrin. When it comes to Horah, then Moshe Rabbeinu together with others. However, one stipulation, Bamed Var Mamurim, La'achar Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu attained that unique status. The Adon HaNavim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the Torah Hashem. So again, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to deliver the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we are going to deliberate whether the Torah says Chayiv or Potter. The Chiddush, as the Rav pointed out, was the following. That's not true of Kodem Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, that's when Amdu Neviim Shebeneim V'tikna. There Moshe Rabbeinu did not act alone, even in areas of Horah. Only Lachar Matan Torah, Pel Peh Darabo. What was unique about that Takana, in Bava Kama and Dav Peh Beis, is Vayelchu Shlosh Hashem B'minah V'l'Motzumayim, that was a Takana of Kriyas HaTorah, right? Kodem Matan Torah. That itself is very fascinating. One of the elements of Kriyas HaTorah, no doubt, is a mitzvah of Tama Torah Barabim. But you see that there is much more to Kriyas HaTorah than simply the chiyuv of Tama Torah. Because the takana of Kriyas HaTorah predated the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah. That's what Rashi points out in Shmos Tezvav, that Sham Sam Lachok Mishpat. What does that mean? That Rashi already writes that Gemara Naslahem Mixas Parshiel Shatorah Shis Askubahem. That already Klal Yisrael were given certain Parshiels. Not the Sugi and Sanhedrin of Nunvav. Even before Matan Torah. Why Shis Askubahem? Because even then, even before Matan Torah, even prior to its Sivui of Limud HaTorah, but nonetheless it was still necessary for Klal Yisrael to involve themselves in the Torah Sashem. In fact, that very Gemara, Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis, when the Gemara tells us that there was a takana of Kriyas HaTorah, why? The Gemara says because, Yom Yom Mimbar, Lamotzumayim, the Gemara says, Miyad Nil'u, that Knesset Yisrael were withering away, right? They were in the Midbar, they weren't experiencing, right, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't experiencing the Torah Hashem. So therefore, Miyad Nil'u, they couldn't survive. They couldn't survive without that. That's exactly what the Gemara means. Darshir Shurvasaram Ein Mayim El Torah. Holkot Samiluchul Mayim. Means a person can't survive without water. A person can't survive without Kesher to the Torah Hashem. So therefore, you ask me, why was it necessary? Not because of a mitzvah. It was necessary because Miyad Nilu. So you'll tell me that, no, this was Kodem Matan Torah. A person needs air to breathe, and you'll say, it's Kodem Matan Torah. There's no Chiyuv Ezev Yatav Ushmartam Lo Nasho Seichem. A person needs it, forget about the mitzvah. A person needs it for survival. That's what the Gemara says was the mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah, Kodem Matan Torah, that Miyad Nilu. So therefore, at that point in time, Kodam Matan Torah, so in such a case, that's Amdu Nevi'im Shebinim V'Tikna, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not act independently. Moshe Rabbeinu acted together with others. We've discussed in earlier Shiurim that Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, Chulin Daf Kuf, that, and let's assume a mitzvah applied Kodam Matan Torah. Does that mean that it is equally binding La'achar Matan Torah? So no, the Rambam writes explicitly not. If there was a chiyuv kodem matan Torah, that doesn't automatically continue la'achar matan Torah. That's nitnu Torah v'yischatshu halachot. That has to be reaffirmed. That has to be reinstituted. That's what the Rambam writes. We don't observe bris milah because of kodem matan Torah. We observe bris milah because of la'achar matan Torah. Parshas Tazria. As the Beit Shagofrim pointed out, when the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah quotes Karbanos, Keneged Tminim Tiknim, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Tes, when the Rambam discusses the Shalshelis HaMesora, who were the first ones to daven? So that's what the Rambam tells you, Avraham Avinu Shachris, and Yitzhak Mincha, and Yaakov Mariv. You want to know who did it first? You looked at Avos. You want to know Hilchos Tefillah, why we daven? We daven because tefillah is keneged tefillah tiknu. The Rambam does not mention avos at all in Hilchos Tefillah. Now tefillah again, the Rambam writes shachris mincha derabanan. Even when it comes to mitzvahs derabanan as well, just as mitzvahs daraisa. When it comes to gilan asha, as the Rambam is discussing chulin daf kuf, and when it comes to bris milah, that our chiyuv is la'achar matan Torah. The same is true when it comes to something like tefillah, which is the din derabanan. If there was a takana that was instituted kodem matan Torah, that takana had to be reaffirmed after matan Torah. If you say it din daraisa, nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha, the same is necessary when it comes to din derabanan as well. So that's why, although it is true that the original takana of kriyas haTorah was amdu neviim shebeniham v'tiknu, but our chiyuv of kriyas haTorah must be that which is la'achar matan Torah. La'achar matan Torah, there Moshe Rabbeinu was able to act alone, independently. Moshe Rabbeinu did not require Shar HaNevi'im in order to institute Takana. So that's exactly why the Gemara will say that Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu, and the Rambam will write that Moshe Tikkun then the Yisrael. The Gemara Baba Kama, who were the first to institute Kriyas HaTorah? Definitely. That was Amda Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu. But halach l'maisa, why is it that we are leaning? We are leaning because of the takanas Moshe. But a takanas Moshe l'achar kriyas haTorah, that does not require shar hanavim. And that's why the Rambam does not deviate from the Gemara. That's why the Rambam emphasizes that bizman hazeh, that is considered to be the basis of our chiyuv as well. Clearly, right, the original purpose of the takana of kriyas haTorah was not simply a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah did not yet exist. But that's the chiddush again that the Gemara comments miad nilu that Knesset Yisrael could not survive without, and that was the very purpose of kriyas haTorah, that there should be that opportunity of shmias dvar Hashem. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the following, that even though nitna Torah v'nischat shehalacha, and now we also have a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah takanas Moshe, but that element never changed. In addition to that, we have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And no doubt that kriyas haTorah is an opportunity for Talmud Torah v'rabim. But the original machayiv of the kriyas haTorah, in order to create that kesher, that kurva, that relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, that certainly still exists even in kriyas haTorah itself. We surround it by brachos. Right? Baruch Hu, Asher Bachar Banu, Asher Nasan Lanu. Not just merely a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but rather that which emphasizes the unique relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that without that, right, that miyad nilu. So Leitchik pointed out the practice, Kodem Ram Rutenberg, always to stand, for example, for Kriyas HaTorah, right? The Kriyas HaTorah as being an opportunity of a Kabbalah Spinei Hashchina, similar to a Davar Shebikdusha. Not because of technically of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but rather because of that other element, right? That opportunity, right? To be the Shomea, Shmias Dvar Hashem. The Rambam emphasizes that Any taos, even diktuk osios, the Rambam writes, and discusses Hilchos Kriya Satori, even diktuk osios must be corrected. Sometimes a message can be conveyed even if a person will pronounce something differently. The message is not going to change whether it's an S or whether it's an ace. In terms of the substance, that would not be li'ikuva. That's what the Sefer Hamanik points out as an example, that the purpose of Kriya Satori is for Limud HaTorah. And therefore the Baal Kori makes a mistake, you don't have to correct him, why embarrass him? As Yosef quotes the Manig, no, you'll still have Limud HaTorah even if something is read a little bit off. Unless the Sefer Manig writes it's something which is Chiru V'giduch. A person is reading the Pasuk of Shema, instead of saying Hashem Echad, he reads it as a Dalid, and he reads it as a Reish. Of course you have to correct it. No, that's an example the Sefer Manig gives. It's such an extreme, extreme taos. Short of that, the purpose is Limud HaTorah, and Limud HaTorah can be accommodated, even if the Baal Kori will read something a little bit off. But the Rambam writes, even Dictuk Osios is sufficient, is necessary. Why is that true? Dictuk Osios, here Soleichik also explained. Right? It may very well be that in terms of the Limud HaTorah, right, the S and Ace is not going to make a difference, but in terms of that opportunity of the Shmias Devar Hashem, that has to be that which is perfect. Now, any deviation, right, any nuance, that's considered to be critical. This is part of the reason of Amida for Kriyas HaTorah generally, and especially when it comes to Aseres HaDibros. What is it that we are trying to demonstrate through Amida and Aseres HaDibros? Right? The fact that this is a reenactment, a re-experience of Kabbalah HaTorah. That's the Magen Avraham quotes a fascinating minhag, that maybe there's a difference between Shavuos, right, as opposed to the Shabbos and Parshas V'Eschanan. In Shabbos of Eschanan or Yisro, when you lay in the Aseres HaDibros, you're not laying B'Torahs Kabbalah HaTorah. Right, there you are laying simply as Parshas HaShavua. So the Magen Avraham quotes a minhag that one does not stand at that time. When you are laying on Shavuos, that the Mechayiv is the Kedushas Hayom, Kabbalah HaTorah, in such a case, that's why standing in fact is done. We always stand. That's the most common minhag in order to do so. That is that this is always considered to be, right, an opportunity, reflection of that form of associating that kesher to Shmias Devar Hashem, the Torah Hashem. That was the original mechayiv, right, of Kriyas HaTorah Miyad Nilu, and that expresses itself even today as well. The fact that we stand for Aseres HaDibros, this we've mentioned in earlier shiurim, there are various different practices, right? One is always to stand, that's Pashu Pshat, the most common minhag. Right? And the Rambam writes in the Tshuvas that one should not stand for Aseres HaDibros if one is not standing for Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rambam writes that that's similar to Divrei Minos, Divrei Apikorsus. The Rambam writes in Simen Mem Vav, it will be Gorim Hefsid Emunah. If a person will stand for Aseres HaDibros and not stand for everything else, after all, it's as though the person is somehow indicating that this is it. Regular parshas read, that is not necessary to be so deferential. Only when it comes to Aseres HaDibros is that true. How can it be? And the Rambam refers you right to the Gemara in Brachos that tells us that there was an attempt, right, to institute Aseres HaDibros into Tefillah. The Gemara in Brachos and the Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, "Kvar bitl mipnei tarumos haminim." The Chacham said that cannot be, right? Rashi says, "Shlo yomri ami haaretz that ain shar taremes." No, you're going to go ahead and incorporate Aseres HaDibros as being so critical, so that could lead to the misconception that somehow Aseres HaDibros is more important than any other pasuk in Chumash. So it's unusual. On the one hand, right, the Gemara says that you can't accord any special significance to Aseres HaDibros. On the other hand, the Mishnah does tell us in Talmud in Perakei that the Kohanim in Mikdash used to be Korev Aseres HaDibros Kol Yom. Rav Sadia Gaon, you know, right, broke down all of Taryag Mitzvos under the heading of Aseres HaDibros. So what exactly is that role, and what is the uniqueness of Aseres HaDibros? On the one hand, obviously, it cannot mean that in terms of the Devar Hashem, there's a marked difference. What, in fact, is its uniqueness? One possibility is the following, that Aseres HaDibros represents Kol HaTorah Kula. as you mentioned, Rav Sadia Gaon. But Rav Sadia Gaon maintains these are 10 different categories, and you can break up all of Tariq Mitzvos under the headings of Aseres HaDibros. All of Kedushas HaZman is Shabbos. Any mitzvah of Kedushas HaZman. So obviously it's not that one pasuk is more important than the other, but the representative capacity of Aseres HaDibros, that is its uniqueness. The Midrash Rabbah writes in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parsha Yud Gimel, that if you count the letters of the Aseres HaDibros, so atamotse taryag osios, from the beginning until asher l'riecha, and that's connected taryag mitzvos. The Yerushalmi writes in Tainus in Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Bnei Yisrael had violated the Chet HaEgel, so Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. The Yerushalmi writes that Dorash Moshe Kavachomer. Pesach is a single mitzvah. And the Pasuk says, Kol Ora Lo Yochamo. So the Yerushalmi says, HaTorah? Shekol HaMitzvahs Kolalas Ba'o? Halachas Kama Bachamo. You can't do one mitzvah. If a person is being ovid about a zara, if he's an arel. So, Torah, alachas kama b'chama. So what does that mean? Torah here is a reference to Aseres HaDibros. Torah, Aseres HaDibros. Shekola mitzvahs kolam asbal. So in such a case, alachas kama b'chama. So the Yerushalmi again refers to the Aseres HaDibros as being kol Torah kula. And that's its kava chomer. You can't do one mitzvah. Right, so it's Kavachomer that the Aseres HaDibros have no place. So again, you see the representative capacity of the Aseres HaDibros themselves. Rashi refers you to this in Parshas Mishpatim, right in Perachov Dalet. The Pasuk says, Ve'etan lachas luchos ha'even. The luchos. And the Torah continues and says, HaTorah v'hamitzvos asher kasavti lohorosam. So what does it mean, the luchos, which are Torah in mitzvos? So Rashi writes, quotes from Sanyagam, Kol shlosh mios u'shlosh se mitzvos, b'chlal aseres HaDibros ein. That's what Rashi writes. And Rashi refers you to the Azaros of Sanyagam. The Das that Kenim and Balei HaTosfos quotes a very great chiddush, and Parsha Shoftim in Devarim Yud Zayin. It's necessary that a melech always must have the Sefer Torah with him. The Lashon HaGemara in Sanhedrin of Chof Aleph is that Kosev the Shmo Shtei Toros, the Melech has to have two different Sefer Torah, and Achas is Yotzev Nechneses Imo, one he always has with him. And the Gemara describes that also so kamin kamiya v'tola bizro. He makes it like into a little amulet, then he affixes it to his arm. So how is that possible? Right? The entire Torah is made into like a little amulet. So the Das HaKinyan Balei HaTosfos writes in Devarim Yud Zayin that Lo Hayakosevo Kim Aseres HaDvarim. That's in the Mikros Gedolos. That's what the Balei HaTosfos write. It means the Melech would always have that which him that represented Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Das HaKinyan Balei HaTosfos continue Fishi Yesh Menanochi Ad Riecha Taryag Osios. And it refers you to that Medrash. That's what the Balei HaTosfos write. It's a very great chiddush, all these rayas of the representative capacity of the Torah Hashem and the Aseres HaDibros. So Pashur Shad, one could argue on that level, any significance that one accords for Aseres HaDibros, standing for Aseres HaDibros, does not mean to convey that this is and others are not, but rather it's an acknowledgement that the Aseres HaDibros represent Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, when I accord significance to Aseres HaDibros, it's because of that representative capacity. So that's a balance. So on the one hand, you want to make sure that you don't lead the misimpression that this is more chashuv than that. On the other hand, no doubt that there is an element, right, that Aseres HaDibros has that is not shared, right, by others. So the Soloveitchik pointed out a beautiful chiddush. That, but clearly this is against the Rambam. The Rambam writes, you should not stand. You should not stand for Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam says, it's Gorim Hepsed Emunah. Because it makes people think that somehow the rest of Kriya Sator is not the same. When the Maksha asked the Ram, is it okay to stand? The Maksha quoted an interesting svara that they're not standing for the Aseres HaDibros. Usually the Aseres HaDibros is given to the Rav HaKal. So people are standing because he is the Ola. That's what the Maksha suggested to the Rambam. The Rambam assumed that was not the case. They were standing for the Aseres HaDibros. And the Rambam writes that that's inappropriate. He writes it's a mitzvah of the Farsim. You have to put an end to that practice. So again, Rav Slavichik was bothered. Is there any way to justify our practice in light of this Rambam? Against the Rambam. Okay, but is there any way to justify? Right, so Rav Slavichik pointed out the Chiddush we mentioned earlier years, right, and that is that there is the following. We just raised the issue of Tam Elyon versus Tam Tachton. That how is it you go ahead and lay the Aseres HaDibros? What is its purpose? Tam Tachton means that you divide the Aseres HaDibros based on Psukim, Kriya Sapsukim. And when it comes to Tam Elyon doesn't divide it in terms of Psukim, rather in terms of Dibros. Zarchis Hashamas Lakadsho, continue. Sheis Hashamim, even though it's written as one Pasuk. It's written as a different Psukim, you still continue. And Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinav, Lo Signav, you stop, because those are independent Dibros. Tam Elyon, Betoras Dibros. Tam Tachton, right, is Betoras Psukim. So the Magen Avraham I mentioned before, Tav Tzadi Gimel, that Magen Avraham was talking about Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. So the Magen Avraham writes that when do you use which? So Magen Avraham writes, when it comes to Yisroel Veschanan, Tam Tachton. When it comes to Shavuos, then Tam Elyon. On Shavuos, you're learning Torah's Kabbalah Satorah, the Aseres HaDibros. Then use Tam Elyon. Yisro Veschanan, the Tam Tachton. I mentioned before about standing that the Magen Avraham is addressing Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. That's the Magen Avraham is talking about. When do you use Tam Elyon? When do you use Tam Tachton? So you're learning this Shabbos, why? Because of Kabbalah Satorah? You're learning because of Parshas HaShavuot. So the Magen Avraham writes that Tam Tachton. Our minhag is always to use Tam Elyon. Whenever we learn Aseres HaDibros, we always use Tam Elyon. Rav Slavichik pointed out, B'shem Reb Chaim, that the Rambam, it would appear, was the opposite extreme, always Tam Tachton. Always Tam Tachton. The Rambam never mentions any deviation from the normal Kriya as opposed to Aseres HaDibros. Reb Chaim assumed Tam Tachton. Three different possibilities. Always Elyon, always Tachton, or the split of the Magen Avraham and Tav Tzadi Dalet. So Slavichik pointed out the following. Based on this Ha'ara of Reb Chaim, that according to the Rambam, Aseres HaDibros is Tam Tachton, which is Psukim, as opposed to Tam Ayin, which is Dibros, that's the Kpeda of the Rambam. To stand and to lain Tam Tachton, that is Gorem Hefsed Emunah. Tam Tachton means it's a Kriya B'Toras Psukim. And you're going to stand. That's conveying the impression that this Pasuk is more Choshev than another Pasuk. But if one will lain B'Tam Elyon, where clearly you're emphasizing that this is a Kriya B'Toras Dibros, this is what Knesset Yisrael heard. That, perhaps even the Rambam would admit, would allow for Amidah. That was the Chiddush Rav Slavichik. Maybe that would allow for Amidah. The difficulty is you'll read it as a pasuk indicating this pasuk is more chosh than that pasuk. Rav Slavichik not gives this example, but let me just mention, let's say when it comes to Shira Sayam. Here's an example, a minute to stand for Shira Sayam. No? So in such a case, they also use a different truck to convey that it's Betorah Shira. Shira requires Amidah. If you'd keep everything exactly the same way, a Kriya B'Toras Pasuk, and then you would stand, that's a kasha. But is it a kasha that we stand for Hallel? Well, certainly not, no? For Shira, that requires Amidah. You're reading Psukim, yeah, but that's not the Mechayiv. So when it comes to Shira Sayam, Kriya B'Toras Shira, that's not Gorem Hefsed Emunah, and therefore one could do so. Maybe one could argue it's not Gorem Hefsed Emunah because there's no Havamina. Simply no Havamina. Aseres HaDibros, people will think that is the most. So you have to be very careful, right? A person is not going to say that the only part of Torah Hashem is the Shira. and everything else is not, so therefore it really doesn't bother us. Maybe we could argue in a different way. That's not that question. When a person is standing b'tar ashira, that's fine. It's kriyas ha-posuk in some different venue. That is considered to be the difficulty. No? So therefore, the fact that we always lane, right, tam elyon, that would allow for amida. The only problem is a tam tachtam. That's the chiddush that the Rav suggested. There's an interesting comment that the Ramban has in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban, you know, at the end of Mitzvos Aseh, Mitzvos Lo Aseh, the Ramban has additional mitzvos, right? Mitzvos Sheshochu Harav, that the Rambam forgot to count. And the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Beis, Shlo Nishkach Mamed Har Sinai. Right? That Mamed Har Sinai can never be forgotten. Right? Raki Shomer Lecha Shomer Nashcha Meom Pen Tishkach Chesed Dvarim. That, the Ramban counts as part of Tarig Mitzvos. That the person has to constantly be aware, right, of Mamed Har Sinai. The Magen Avraham writes in Achos Kriya Shema, Simin Samach. That if you look carefully, you have to look very carefully, but carefully in Kriya Shema Birchos Seha, you'll find a reference to all the Shei Zechiros. And one should have that in mind. That's Magen Avraham writes, V'keirav Tanu, that's a reference to Mamed Har Sinai. L'Shimcha HaGadol, that's a reference to Zechiras HaMalek. Kedal Keska, right, En Kiso Shalem, En Shmo Shalem. Now, that's the Magen Avraham writes in the name of the earlier Midrashim. Right, that there's a reference to all the Shei Zechiros, and a person should have that mind. One of the Zechiros, right, is Mamed Har Sinai. The Ramban also in Sefer HaMitzvos, again in the Mitzvah Shacharav, Mitzvah Tezayin, that's where the Ramban counts Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban is troubled. Why is it the Ramban does not count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah? The Ramban writes it certainly is a mitzvah daraisa. And that's where the Ramban describes what Birchas HaTorah is. It's a Birchas Hodah. Shinistavinu lahodos l'shmo yisbarach. B'cholei shnikra b'torah. Right, Hodah. And what is the Hodah? Right, that the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us is Torah. And Ala Tova Hagdola Shasalano, right, Besito Tarasa. Right, we discussed in earlier Shiurim. What is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? Different possibilities in the Rishon, the Tosas and Brachas Tafir Aleph, Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the Gonesim Zaloch and Sim Mem Zayin. The Ramban is clear. It's a Birchas Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah. So that's a mitzvah daraisa, right? Hodah for Kabbalah HaTorah, according to the Ramban. And also, it's one of the zechiros the Ramban writes, a separate lav. He shamers lashon osasei. Pen tishkach es hadvarim. The person always has to be mindful of that experience. That's part of what we commemorate during the kriya of Aseres Hadibros, the representative capacity of Aseres Hadibros. And the chiddush that perhaps even the Rambam would admit that if one would lane b'tam elyon, so therefore that would not be gorim hefsed emuna. Clearly, a person is doing so to capture and to preserve the moment of Mamed Har Sinai. Ram Rittenberg writes that's the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah in general, to preserve that moment. And that's why many of the practice of Amida for all of Kriyas HaTorah, and not just simply as a mitzvah of the Amida Torah and Talmud Torah Barabbi, but also as an opportunity of creating that kesher, the Shmias Dvar Hashem. As he pointed out, that was the very essence of the original takan of Kriyas HaTorah, even without a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but without that, as the Gemara tells us, Miyad Nilav.